Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions. We just need to find them. We just need to share them with you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. What are we celebrating today? I know that it is one of my food item. I'm not a big fan of going the full route here. We might have to modify this just a little bit because today is, drum roll, please, National Cheese Pizza Day. Now, the question we have is, where are you getting the cheese pizza? Put that right there in the chat box. You can put it on our Facebook live stream. You can put it on any of our social media channels. I haven't beaten anorexia. I'm self-proclaimed. I've done it. So I am always looking for the best cheese pizza. The stock market up just a little bit today, up $14.35 as we speak. Oil prices down 98 cents per barrel. Now the U.S. Treasuries trying to recover a little bit. Yesterday the yield was up. Bond price was down. Today we're seeing the yield down, bond price up just a little bit, not a whole lot. Watching the markets, if you are a social media junkie, if you are a political junkie, probably seen that we've got Jack Dorsey from Twitter, and we've also got the COO, I forgot the lady's name, the COO at Facebook, testifying in Congress before the Senate today. Yeah, the people at Google, they were just too busy. They blew out the United States Senate. They said they were too busy to show up, so they did not go. They don't care about, apparently, they don't care about working with others on trying to solve some of the biggest problems of the day. Obviously, the big problems that they're working on is security. Their national security is the issue, trying to solve that issue with respect to the social media channels. Facebook or Google just doesn't care, apparently. Either that or they think they can do it on their own without the benefits. I was very, very fascinated to see this morning that both the people from Twitter and Facebook are interested, and maybe even more than just interested, but they are very encouraging when it comes to the idea of working together to solve the problem. So I like that idea that Sheryl Sandberg is the lady's name. I don't know why I've got a mental block. Sheryl Sandberg is the chief operating officer right there at Facebook. But both her and Mr. Dorsey both came up with the commentary that they were working, they were interested in working together with their colleagues, their comrades, in making the internet more secure, getting rid of the problem childs, so to speak, the bad actors, foreign actors. Again, Google decided that they did not want to send a high-level representative. It wasn't important enough to the good folks over at Google. So shame that they're not participating in the matter, participating in trying to make our country safer, our country better. Stock market, profits from the pros, stocks await news on the resumed trade talks with Canada. That is the headline of the morning. Stocks closed modestly lower yesterday. Traders were awaiting the resumption of trade negotiations between the U.S. and Canada later today. It is fascinating, this dog and pony show that is going on, because the administration has said, we've come to an agreement with Mexico. They've set the deadline where they'll be responding within 90 days of getting that tariff put together, that trade agreement put together. Obviously, the United States Senate has to confirm it as well. But the fascinating part is Canada says, we will not budge. Really? Now, I know that there are the majority of the United States, the states themselves, Canada is their biggest trading. Okay, I get it. But for the entire country of Canada, who is their biggest trading partner? Yeah, you got it. It's the United States. So in the end, who gets hurt more by Canada saying, well, we'll just do it if it's good for us?
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, well, they're hoping that that will work for them. The issue is they've got to trade with the U.S. If they don't trade with the U.S., you got to wonder. It's not going to happen. They're not going to progress very well. But we do see that, you know, Mexico, they are doing better. The trade talks are complete with Mexico.
I love Mexican people. I have a tremendous relationship.
Yeah, so even the president has said that Mexico, they've got it all made right there. So it is a good deal with Mexico.
Mexico.
Yes, Mr. President, we heard you say Mexico. We don't need that anymore.
Rubio.
I guess he's chiming in. I wonder if he's been drinking this morning. I don't know. We'll see. So as you know, the trade talks with Canada stalled on Friday, ending with no agreement. Both sides expressed optimism that they were close to a deal. Not sure if one more day will do it or if several more days are needed, but the market will be hanging on every piece of news. I did notice that they cut away from the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. They cut away from Google, Facebook and Twitter hearings with the arrival of the Canadian negotiator. Other news, PMI manufacturing index beat expectations, coming in at 54.7 versus the 54.5 that was expected. The ISM manufacturing report also surpassed expectations with a print of 61.3 versus the consensus of 57.7. Analysts cited the surging growth in new orders for easily topping the estimate. Rising backlogs and strong production were also contributors. Construction spending was on the rise with a 0.1% increase. While this missed views for a 0.4%, it was well ahead of last month's minus 1.1%. And on a year-over-year basis, construction spending came in at a solid 5.8% rate of change. Residential spending is actually up 6.7%.
Thank you very much. That's really nice. Thank you.
Absolutely. Later this morning, we'll get a look at retail sales via the Redbook numbers, the housing market via the Mortgage Bankers Association. Trade data comes in. All that'll be a little bit later today, but Canada is the main focus. That's the big story of the day from the markets standpoint. We did see that former Senator John Kyle was announced to fill the late Senator John McCain's seat in Arizona. Interesting selection there. Just because the Senator Kyle served 18 years along with Senator McCain. And why did they select Senator Kyle? That's a fascinating story, because Senator Kyle has said that he will not run for reelection. He's done. He's just doing this out of a quote unquote sense of duty. That's what he said. He's doing this out of a sense of duty. But it doesn't help his party, because now there will be another race next time, 2020, and it will not be for an incumbent as the person running. That'll be very fascinating. I haven't looked this morning. Wonder what Nike shares are doing. Yeah, they fell drastically when Nike came up with the concept and decided to use Colin Kaepernick as their spokesperson. Colin Kaepernick, right. Brilliant move by Nike. Now, they did get $43 million worth of free publicity yesterday. So that is a benefit for them. But part of the publicity is the similar numbers of what I've been saying is just burn it, right? The hashtag just burn it. Have you seen that one? Interesting. So just burn it. Their deal is it's just do it. But just burn it is the tag. What is it? Stock fell off a cliff yesterday. It's opened or it closed on Friday at $82. Opened up yesterday at $79 a share. So it did not do so well. Today it's still running right around 79, 78. somewhere in that range. So it has been falling off as it is. Adidas eating their lunch. So a lot of people are saying, just do it. Just buy those Adidas shoes and don't worry about the Nike shoes. If you're in the market, stock market, you may not want to be owning Nike. Now, I would suggest to you that frequently the market overreacts. So you know, be careful of any investments in Nike one way or another, either on the pro side or the anti side. Our friend Diana Olick is in the news again today. I wonder if she does this just so she gets news coverage. She came out with her report this morning on CNBC telling people, do not buy a house. In fact, sell your house now and rent. Sell your house now and rent. Does that make any sense to anybody? I know it certainly doesn't to me, but we've been talking about that.
You don't know better than that.
And I shared this information out earlier on the social media channels because there is a book out, How to Lie with Statistics. How to Lie with Statistics. And I think Ms. Olick might be the master of lying with statistics. And we are going to prove that point, or we're going to demonstrate that point. I don't know whether we can prove the point, but we're going to demonstrate that when we come back. We're also going to chat a little bit about home ownership is a dominant gene, what the loss of credit card price protection means for consumers. What's the difference between PMI and MIP? We're going to talk rent versus own and home affordability. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too.
All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. They are the only one I know of that has the Fast Pass Loan Approval. Fast Pass Loan Approval, allowing you to make your real estate offers look just like the investors. They are same as cash offers, same as cash, because there's no loan contingency. That is the commentary. The stock market up 17 points as we speak today. We're watching that for you. Stock market, when I say stock market, we're talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The NASDAQ's down 80. The S&P 500 is down 8.72 as we speak. So we are watching all of those for you right now. The 10-year Treasury flat at 2.90. And the bonds, the Fannie Mae bonds, down just a little bit. 2 basis points means interest rates are up a little bit. Not a whole lot, but up just a touch. They may not have even changed anything since the morning numbers came out. So let's chat a little bit about the why this is happening. That's anybody can tell you the what is happening. Not everybody can tell you the why it's happening. And basically, we're looking at large part of the concerns over the trade negotiations with Canada and in China. In the latest surrounding NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau indicated on Tuesday that the country wouldn't bow to certain requests at the talks with the U.S. this week. Officials from the U.S. and Canada will meet today and try to settle the differences in order to secure a future trade deal. Do you really believe, Mr. Trudeau? I'm going to suggest that, guess what? He doesn't have a whole lot of choice. At the end of the day, if the U.S. just cancels the trade deal and only works with Mexico, Canada's going to get hurt bad on that from an economic standpoint. Nobody wants to see that, especially the Prime Minister of Canada. The Mortgage Bankers Association reported that mortgage application volume decreased by 1.7% last week. Applications to purchase a home were up 1% and are still up 2% from this time last year, right? Refinances down 1% last week, bringing year-over-year volume down 37%. Refinance share of mortgage activity increased slightly from 38.7 to 38.9% of total applications. Average 30-year mortgage increased to 4.8 from 4.78. It's about 0.75% higher than this time last year. That is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. They are the ones with the Fast Pass Loan Approval. So Diana Olick, housing news, she's at it again. I told you earlier how to lie with statistics. Diana Olick is a specialist at this. She says that only 41% of individuals can afford to purchase a home in any given county. Well, technically that could be true, but think about this. That might be a good number. Right, 41% of the individuals can only 41% of individuals can purchase a home. But how many individuals are there out purchasing homes? That would be a single individual, right? Because she says only 41% of single individuals. Now, if we look and say, what about married couples? Because when we look at home affordability, we're looking at household income as opposed to individual income. So when you talk about the household mean income or median income, you're probably going to be about double what the individual income is. And let's just say about half of those other individuals are buying now because they can afford it. It's going to get us up to about 63% could afford to purchase a home, which guess what? That's right in line with U.S. home ownership. So if just half of the 41% of couples do that, think about add the two together. It's not that difficult. Now, I looked, and I share this all the time. We've got a real estate report card for both Orange County, California, Riverside County, California, San Diego County, California. And then I also look at a rent versus own calculator. And it's fascinating, the numbers, when you look at both of these report cards. And we're going to talk about that in detail today. I'm glad that Diana Olick was out there on her channels talking about this, because the real estate report card for Orange County and Riverside, I don't have time to do all of them, but we get most of our viewers are in the Orange County and Riverside markets. So that's what we're going to focus on, our viewers and our listeners. So you look at the median home price in Orange County, California, $836,000. We look at the median home price in Riverside, $405,000. Now, the affordability index tells us in Riverside, we're right about a mean number. You need to be at a 100, and they're very close to that in Riverside. A little bit more difficult in Orange County with that $836,000 median home price, because we are looking, and let me see if I can find on here. I usually have the median income. There it is. Your area, the median income, $85,933. Call it $886,000 in Orange County. Median household income in Riverside, $62,000. So think about those numbers when you start looking and saying, okay, well, 63% of the people can buy it. Now, does it make sense to buy? That becomes the next question. And we did look and see that the appreciation Orange County, 5.11%, 43-year average, historical average, doesn't mean anything going forward, just tells us what's already happened over the last 43 years. And in Riverside, we're looking at a 4.09 appreciation over the last 43 years. We're looking at a forecast in Riverside of about 4.5%, in Orange County close to 5%. That is the forecast for the next year. Can't promise anything, but that's the forecast. Think about some of these different numbers. Average first-time home buyers in Orange County, about 87,000, 59,000 for Riverside. And we're not getting enough building to cover the need. So we're only getting about a third of what we need in both markets of new home construction. So where is the rest going to come from? It comes from sales. That's demand. If the demand keeps growing, then we're going to see prices keep increasing. That's just the way it works. Apparently, Ms. Olick doesn't understand that. So then she goes on and says, you know, it's just not up. You can't up. The appreciation isn't there. Now, what does she forget about? She forgets the other part of these things, and because she talks about the stock market gave a 20% return. How often do you get 20% returns in the stock market? Not very often. But she doesn't talk about that. What is the risk of that 20% return in the stock market? The risk is significant. She doesn't talk about that either. Now, the risk in real estate, again, we're not going to talk about a 20% return. We're looking here, and I shared that with you, and let's go back to Orange County, 5.11% over 43 years. So if you have an $800,000 house, you put 20% down. Let's just get this math right. $800,000, 20% down is $160,000. You get a 5%. I'm just going to use 5%. I don't want to use 5.11. But if we were to get a 5% return, that's $40,000. So that's about 25% return. Those are historic numbers. Ms. Ola can't give you 20% return historic on the stock market because it's not there for those kind of numbers. Now, what other things does she omit? We'll talk about the buy versus rent comparison when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Rent versus own, bad information from CNBC. We'll talk more about it. Home ownership, dominant gene, what the loss of credit card prices are, how the new FAFSA app can help students, all that and more. Reach me anytime, off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST. NEST to 79564, NEST, NEST to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. There are many things that factor into the decision to buy a home. New research from the Urban Institute suggests that one of those things may be inherited from your parents. Children are more likely to own a home if their parents did, according to an analysis of millennial homeowners. The homeownership rate of those whose parents rent their homes is 14.4%, while the rate amongst millennials whose parents are homeowners is 31.7%. Quote, a young adult's odds of homeownership are highly correlated with their parents' homeownership. Without controlling for such factors as age, income, education, marital status, and race or ethnicity, there is a 17% gap or point gap between the homeownership rate for young adults whose parents are renters and young adults whose parents are homeowners, unquote. The study also revealed that as a parent's net worth increases, so does the likelihood that their child will own a home. These two findings are not surprising, as we know from the Survey of Consumer Finances that a homeowner's net worth is 44 times greater than that of a renter. So a parent who is a homeowner will have more wealth, which will in turn increase the chances that their children will own their own homes in the future. We broke this down, the relationship between a parent's wealth and millennials' likelihood to own a home, on a chart we shared earlier this morning. The good news, high home ownership rate amongst baby boomers, likely the parents of many millennials, is a great sign that millennials will want to own homes. We're already seeing this in the high-demand environment that we are currently experiencing in these starter and trade-up markets. The bottom line, even though millennials took longer than many of the generations before them to start home searches of their own, the data shows that they will not be waiting much longer. Give me a call at 800-306-1990 if you want to chat about the home ownership rates. Give me a call again at 800-306-1990. If you want to see if you qualify to buy a new home, our team will be happy to put that together for you, see what we can do for you, see what makes sense for your unique situation. Not every situation is the same. We don't profess to them all being the same in every instance. So we do think that it is worth looking at. Now, why do we say it's worth looking at? It's not just a self-serving comment. Here's the facts of it. Here's the information. So we looked again. We started talking about this. Hi, Andy. Good to see you with us. Mercedes, glad you are with us as well this morning. Again, I should say that was the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. So in the last segment, we were talking about the home affordability and comparing that to the faulty information, the misleading information that was shared once again by Diana Olick. She is good at doing that. She shares bad information all the time, misleading information or partial information. Just my opinion there. I share you with you my straightforward opinion. I don't hold back on these things, as you can probably tell, that I just give it to you the way I believe it, just straight out forward. So we're looking now at the difference between buying versus renting. We compared the real estate report card, and I can send you a real estate report card for any area. But now we're going to look at buying versus renting in Orange County and in Riverside County. I can't compare all counties, but I do have the reports for every Orange County county, and we can give that to you as well. But let's look at buying an $800,000 home versus, because that's about the median. I told you Orange County median home price is $836,540. I'm a simple guy. Let's just do it at $800,000. And because that's probably a move-up home, that's probably not a starter home, I did use a 20% down payment on that one. When we start talking about Riverside, I used a smaller down payment because that's going to be where their numbers are going to come in at. But I did also use a rent. And the way we come up with rents here, because I do have people that question the methodologies, and I'd be happy to share with you all the methodologies in there. But we look at what is the cost per square foot of a median home. We look at what the rents are per square foot. Then we extrapolate what those comparison numbers are. So we say that an $800,000 home is going to roughly draw about a $3,600 rent. So when you just look at a cash-on-cash basis, you're going to be paying more in buying, assuming a 5% interest rate, you're going to pay more, your cash flow will be higher with buying than it will be with renting. And that's assuming, again, that rent is a 3% annual rental increase, right? So we're going to continue that in there as well. So even with that rental increase, you're going to end up having a cash flow difference $63,000 more when you rent, when you buy than when you rent. So you say, Ron, why would you be saying that I should buy and not rent if it's going to save me on the cash flow? Well, the big difference is a percentage of that cash is going into what we call a forced savings account for you. That's going into the principal on your loan. So you're getting more equity in your property because you're paying down the loan. So when you rent, what is your appreciation going to be on that rental property? Yeah, you're right. It's nothing. So the appreciation gain on that purchase over a 9-year period, $422,000, almost $423,000 in appreciation. So you're $423,000 better off in appreciation only when you're buying that house in Orange County, California, than if you are renting in Orange County, California, because you get no appreciation. You're going to be $104,000 in savings, forced savings. That's from the amortization table, because your original loan balance of $640,000 is, after 9 years, is going to go down to about $535,000. You're going to save $104,616 in that forced savings. That's the amount that you're paying down on the property. So just that alone, that amortization table number, if the property did not appreciate at all, is going to generate a benefit to you of about $41,000. So over that 9-year period, you're still better off buying than renting. What's the net gain look like? 401 time. Now your tax benefit, even with the new tax plan, and we calculate that in there. We also calculate at the end of 9 years, what if you sold the property? We put the cost to sell in there as well. And you come out with a $401,851 benefit in Orange County, California. So where does Ms. Olick get her numbers? Well, I told you that before, how to make statistics lie. That's where the numbers come from. I mean, there's just no way of sugarcoating that. Now, let's look at Riverside, California. We did that one with a $400,000 purchase price. Remember, I told you that their median home price in Riverside is $405,680. We did put only 10% down on that. So we do have mortgage insurance built in, and we're going to talk about mortgage insurance in the next segment. But same numbers. You have $7,600 negative in cash flow. Because we looked at it, you're looking at a $2,250 rent in year one. Rent increases by 4.1% in Riverside, California. The appreciation, 5.025 in Riverside. So we put all of that in there. You're going to get $162,000 in appreciation in Riverside over 9 years, $162,000. That's a benefit to purchasing versus renting. Ms. Olick won't tell you that. The amortization table, where you're saving money through your payments, where you're buying, you're paying down your loan, it's almost $59,000. So you're $51,000 ahead of that cash flow if you, based on that part of it alone. Again, the standard deduction, we're not going to be really looking too much at that, because there's not going to be a whole lot of tax benefit. Actually, we filtered in a zero tax benefit on a purchase in Riverside because of that standard deduction. You're not going to take the mortgage interest deduction. It does not benefit you in Riverside. So we've built that in there. We don't want to be misleading at all. Then we look at it and say, okay, the net gain of buying a home, net gain. So what does that mean? We're taking into consideration the initial purchasing costs and the liquidation cost at the end. And we come up with a $171,000 benefit after all the costs of liquidation, after the cost of purchasing. You're better off buying in Riverside, California, Riverside County, versus renting. So I just gave you a $400,000 and an $800,000 example, 10% down, 20% down with mortgage insurance, without mortgage insurance. Where do you think Ms. Olick's getting her information? Is it just to try and scare people? I don't know what her benefit to doing this is. I can't figure that part out. Why is it that she wants to give this bad information? Why does she continually do it? I don't know that part. Got to ask her that. I can't get into her head. Don't want to. But that's just the facts for you. We're going to share this on our social media channels. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what's the difference between PMI, MIP, how the new FAFSA app can help students, and what the loss of credit card price protection means for consumers? All that and more. You can reach me anytime, off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990, your credit matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to get on the website, register with them, and figure out what information best suits you. How the FAFSA app can help students. The free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, is notoriously difficult. I would say that is the understatement of the world.
It is what it is.
With over 100 questions about detailed family financial history, it is consistently low completion rates. In fact, only 3 out of 5 high school seniors complete the application, and 1 out of 7 students eligible for financial aid who enroll in college do not complete the application. 1 out of 7. Completion rates haven't gotten much better with time either. In 2017, 60.6% of the graduates completed the form, and in 2018, 60.9% of the graduates completed the form. A disappointingly low improvement percentage. The Department of Education has long promised changes to simplify and streamline the application process. Does anybody believe that?
So I know who's asked to kick.
Now students and families will finally get a modernized process with the FAFSA mobile app named My Student Aid. Officials expect the app to be fully functional by October so students can use it in preparation of the 2019-2020 school year. With the mobile app, students and parents can fill out the FAFSA form on their phones with new convenient functionality. Throughout the form, students and parents can invite each other to certain parts of the application and easily switch between devices without starting over. Students can then sign their forms electronically before submitting. Immediately after completing the form, families will know what their expected family contribution is and the amount they are eligible to receive. To reduce the amount of time to complete the form, the My Student Aid will adopt skip logic so that families only have to answer questions relevant to them. That's a surprise. In a country that has adopted mobile-first behavior, the My Student Aid app and the new mobile-friendly FAFSA website can have a real impact on families who use smartphones for their internet access. After all, only 73% of Americans who own a desktop computer, while 77% of Americans own a smartphone. If the application is compatible with a digital technology that students and families are comfortable with, there's a higher likelihood that more students will apply and get the financial aid they need and deserve. Not only will the My Student app make the application process simpler, but ultimately it will help inform and educate students about their financial decisions. From the app, students will be able to manage their financial aid, create a budget, and track financial aid spending on tuition, fees, or food against their initial budget. Also be a mobile debit card on the app where parents and schools can deposit the financial aid money and monitor how it is spent. Nice. Officials have said they'd eventually like the app to offer account balances, options to accept or decline a loan, compare financial factors of different colleges, and eventually show students how much money they will owe after graduation. This app will not only help students begin their college career, but teach necessary financial literacy across a period of their lives where they'll need to be able to make important financial decisions. While the My Student Aid app will streamline the process for mobile-savvy students, the application will retain its current overwhelming length, a major reason for low completion rates. Our friend Chris Bissonette can help with that part of it. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. Put you in touch with him. Shortening the simplifying substantial parts of the application requires permission from Congress. Like that will ever happen. Until then, the mobile app will make the application process easier than ever for students and empower them to make the right financial decisions for their future. If you're concerned about your credit, just give me a call at 800-306-1990 if you need help with the app. Again, 800-306-1990. Get that financial aid information that you need. Again, Chris Bissonette is a great resource for that. And again, I'd be happy to put you in touch with Chris to see how he might be able to help you. So we have been chatting this morning about the rent versus own. We've talked about the real estate report cards for Orange County and Riverside County. And I did share with you that the first-time home buyers, they are not putting down 20%. Veterans, you get a 0% down payment. I love that idea. Zero down payment for our veterans. Okay, got it? We're getting a 0% down payment on USDA, 3% on some loans, 3.5% on others. And in many instances, we're looking at PMI versus MIP. What is the difference? If you choose to buy a home with little or no money down, there's an additional expense. And again, the veterans don't have this. You'll have to factor into your housing budget. It is mortgage insurance. There are two types of mortgage insurance, and while their names sound similar, the one you have to pay depends on the kind of loan you are getting. So whenever you put less than 20% down to buy a home, you're going to pay that mortgage insurance to protect the lender who put up the money for you to buy your house. It does not protect you in any way. Again, that's on certain loans, not every loan. Lenders ideally want you to have skin in the game so they know that you're not just going to walk away from your home and stop paying your mortgage, as many people did last decade when they ran into financial trouble and lost their jobs during the recession. So in the absence of that skin in the game, you must pay mortgage insurance to protect the lender in case you go into default on your loan. The two types of mortgage insurance are private mortgage insurance, PMI, and mortgage insurance premium, MIP. So what are they? Private mortgage insurance, for conventional loans, you pay the PMI anytime you put down less than 20% on your home purchase. The cost of PMI will vary depending on exactly how much money you put down, but a good rule of thumb is that it can be up to 1% of the loan. Your PMI premium is typically rolled into your monthly mortgage payment, which means, rolled into your monthly mortgage payment. Where did we get? Monthly, your PMI premium is typically rolled into your mortgage payment, which means it's a monthly expense for most people. Many homeowners don't consider the cost of PMI, but it can be in the thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Fortunately, if you start a private loan with PMI, there are a couple of ways to get out of it. Lenders are required to remove PMI when your loan balance reaches 78% of the original loan value. You can request that your PMI be canceled when you have 20% equity in your home. In order to do this, you must hire a lender-approved appraiser to develop a fair market value for your lender. You'll also want to be sure you have not missed any payments over the last 12 months, because that in itself could foul up your PMI cancellation request. PMI can also be shed when you reach the middle of your amortization period. For example, if you're 15 years into a 30-year loan, you're at the midpoint and can request that PMI be dropped. In addition, some lenders will reduce the amount of PMI if you pay after 120 months, provided you've been making timely payments. Check with yours to see what they're doing. If you're weighing getting into a mortgage with PMI, we should note that a handful of lenders will lend you money to buy a home with very little down payment and no mortgage insurance requirements. Bank of America has its Affordable Loan Solution mortgage. It only requires 3% down, no PMI. NASA Federal Credit Union has an offer that's even more extreme. Their zero down fixed rate mortgage requires no down payment and no PMI. Now, as to the question of whether or not you should ever think about getting into a home with less than 20% down, of course you should. Get into the game. I just told you about the different numbers there. MIP, mortgage insurance premium, cousin of sorts to PMI, but it only applies to FHA-backed loans. They are taken out with down payments of less than 20%. The FHA loan has long offered you the ability to bring in much smaller amount of money than 20% to the closing table. In fact, most FHA loans only require 3.5% down payment of the purchase price. But here's the kicker. Depending on how much less than 20% you put down, you could be locked into MIP for the life of your loan. MIP is collected one of two ways: monthly rolled into your mortgage currently, or as a one-time upfront fee. You're going to pay both of those. As to exactly how long you'll have to pay MIP, well, it's pretty much forever, depending upon your loan, depending upon when you took out the loan. That's the way it works. And as always, we ask you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, Call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.